Welcome to Highly Questionable. You don't want to go anywhere. I am promising you that you are going to get emotional Bomani Jones today, and it's not on the subject that you think you're going to get emotional Bomani Jones. Also, Elle Duncan making her Highly Quarantined first appearance. Let's do it.
Colin Kaepernick says he's more motivated than ever to play. Do you see an NFL team signing him?
All right, this is from a Sports Illustrated report, and before I give you my thoughts on this, I just want to let everyone know that my entire life knowing Bomani Jones, when he comes into a studio or a place and he says, that's a wrap, he has been 100% right in my entirety listening to him about whatever it is that's happening in sports. When it comes to Colin Kaepernick, he said that's a wrap a long time ago, and I have believed that he will never get back into this league. But I'm curious, Bomani, have the things that have conspired, the ridiculous things that have conspired to bring us to where we are in this moment, do you believe that there might be some thawing on that's a wrap, he'll never play again?
It's a wrap. A riggedy, riggedy rap. Think about this for a second. Roger Goodell, they tied him up. They put him in the basement. They pointed the camera at him, and they said, read this cue card, hostage. And he said that the NFL denounces racism. He said that Black Lives Matter. He said that they were wrong for saying that people should not peacefully protest during games. All of those things. Have you seen one owner say, I agree with Roger? Have you seen one owner say, I stand with Raj? Not a single one of them has done that. And I think that part of what their issue is with Kaepernick is not simply protesting. Because look, you can look around the league and there are a lot of guys who protested in various ways who stuck around. The difference is Kaepernick is the one who didn't ask for permission. Everybody else did it after the league said, yeah, it's okay to do it. Colin went first. Colin spoke most stridently. And that's the guy that they want to show to everybody else. There's only but so far that you can go. And look around. Since that's happened, it's only but so far that anybody is gone.
Listen, they certainly haven't earned the benefit of the doubt in this situation. Call me a hopeful optimist to say that I'm hoping that they look at a couple of things, because we know that all that matters to the owners in this league is the financials. And what I'm hoping is that they've got someone that's smart in their camp reminding them that Black consumerism is huge, that Black people continue to outspend everyone else nationally when it comes to where their dollars go. Take a look at what happened with Nike when they decided to stand behind Colin Kaepernick, and it was a huge boon to their profits. I'm also saying and thinking that not because they care or because they fully and are embracing the fact that they were wrong and truly want to stand in support of Colin Kaepernick and those athletes that didn't protest the national anthem, demonstrated during the national anthem. But I think here they've got a little bit of a buffer. It's a unique situation. And then that the visual of fans booing these players, right? A couple of years ago, booing them mercilessly and relentlessly is gone. Because of COVID, these stadiums will either be empty or half full. And I think that to some level, it protects them from having to face and look at what they believe is going to affect their bottom line.
The funny thing is about what Elle is saying is because there aren't actually ticket sales here, there isn't going to be money affected. This is about getting the television dollars. And so you're not going to actually lose customers because you don't really have any customers when you've got fanless stadiums for however long this has to go. I think, though, Elle, that what you're looking at when it comes to Colin Kaepernick is a more hopeful situation than we've had at any point in the last 4 years, that if something can conspire to thaw, that's a wrap. These particular details are the ones you would need, including an apocalyptic pandemic, to make this something that's possibly so.
It literally took this idea of stick to sports. We just want this distraction. We don't want political anything in our sports. It took an act of God to remove sports from the equation for anyone to care. So if there was a perfect storm to see Colin Kaepernick get a job, despite the fact that there's a man named Cooper Rush currently as a backup quarterback in the NFL, it would be this time. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying if not now, never.
Well, yeah, but how about the fact that not even apocalyptic pandemic, how badly on the wrong side of history is the NFL going to be on this one in turning him to a martyr if not even a literal apocalyptic pandemic, none of us could have seen an act of God, is enough to get him in the league when the commissioner clearly wants him in the league, Bomani?
I'm just telling you, even some of the people who think Black Lives Matter think Black leaders are scary, and that dude is the leader.
Coming up next on my son Stevie's show,
Dan, I'm more frustrated with what the Cowboys did say, which is that statement of, we've been starting a conversation or engaging in conversations about social justice 2 years ago. First of all, I would say 2 years ago, that's it. And secondly, how much fact-finding do you need? Good God, when you go to a doctor and the doctor tells you that you're sick, how many freaking opinions do you get before you believe them? Two, maybe you get three. How many times do people have to tell you that there is an issue and there is a problem in this country before you believe them? People are so good at doing fact-finding missions and absolutely terrible at doing any kind of actionable measures to change anything.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach, part of happy hour.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with Geico? We could save money and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Is Richard Sherman right that Jerry Jones's silence speaks volumes about his views?
All right, let's make this sort of a spectrum here, a rainbow spectrum, where you have not racist on one part, and then you go on the rainbow, and then you have racist on the other part. You could make the argument, maybe, if you don't want to talk about complicity, that silence is at the middle of that spectrum, that silence would be neutrality, but not anymore, because the center has moved. And now, when this person, Jerry Jones, the most powerful owner in the sport, the guy who made the spectacle of not kneeling in front of the flag, but actually kneeling before the flag was out, do-si-do-ing around there, doing basically a square dance to be around the flag because he always wants to be amid the entertainment. When that guy is turning away from the microphones, all of a sudden, you're not in the middle on silence. The center has moved, and now you look conspicuous. You look suspicious. When you are suddenly afraid of the microphone as an owner who gives the only every Sunday post-game press conference that any owner ever gives, when you specifically are afraid of the microphones, it is damning.
Dan, I don't think that his silence speaks any louder than his actual words, which have been made very clear over the years. What are we looking for from this guy? He already made it incredibly clear when he said that my players will stand and they will toe on the line, and that's what they'll do. I mean, listen, I get it. We're looking for the owners to speak up in some type of way. I heard a lot of we's in that Roger Goodell statement, a lot of we, but we've only seen a handful of owners speak up, including what many would consider the most woke, if you will, of the owners. It took Jeffrey Lurie an entire week to finally release a statement devoid of the Eagles releasing a well-prepared statement. I think that the idea that Jerry Jones is somehow going to say something that, A, is going to either paint him a hypocrite or ring hollow. If he was to come out right now and say, I was wrong, this isn't about the national anthem, and what Colin Kaepernick did was right, it's been too long at this point. So people are going to say it's performative and they're going to say that it's not real. And if he does come out and fall on the sword and say I was, and maybe he is genuine and whatnot, then he would paint himself a hypocrite. And I don't know Jerry Jones very well, but he doesn't seem like a man who is willing to chuck his pride and admit that he's been a hypocrite for the last 4 years.
Look, man, I still contend that that dude went out there and compromised and did that knee bending thing in front of that stadium and he got booed and he said, damn it, I am never getting booed again. Right. He's like, this thing is not going to go down. I do think that that shapes the way that he views this issue. And I don't know how far to take the way he views this issue to see what he is ideologically. But I can tell you what the disappointing thing is about Jerry Jones with this. If you have ever been to Cowboys Stadium for a game, the parking lot before the game is honestly as close to what people say they want America to be in a lot of ways as it will. It is as multicultural and diverse as any place. The Dallas Cowboys are like type O blood. They are the universal donor. They get down with just about everybody. Jerry Jones probably has more black people that put money toward his team than anybody else. And I am sure that he is perfectly aware of that fact. And even with that awareness, he has made it clear that those fans are not the ones that he is worried about. It's the other fans that he's concerned with on this. And so that's what it tells me as much as anything else with these owners. Maybe it's not about their personal views, but it is at least what they think about the views of the people who come into their stadium. And for most of them, those stadiums are mostly white people. It's not quite that simple with Jerry. And he's still being quiet, and he is prioritizing one set of people over another. And there's no way that he can deny that's what's going on.
Dan, I'm more frustrated with what the Cowboys did say, which is that statement of, we've been starting a conversation or engaging in conversations about social justice 2 years ago. First of all, I would say 2 years ago, that's it. And secondly, how much fact-finding do you need? Good God, when you go to a doctor and the doctor tells you that you're sick, how many freaking opinions do you get before you believe them? Two, maybe you get three. How many times do people have to tell you that there is an issue and there is a problem in this country before you believe them? People are so good at doing fact-finding missions and absolutely terrible at doing any kind of actionable measures to change anything.
One of the things that happens here, and just like the NFL has been sort of oppressive, going the wrong way with some institutional pressure, when the owner of the paycheck says, no one on my team will kneel, and when you have a team that doesn't speak up a whole lot, with a whole lot of players not willing to go against their owner on something, it means something. That Ezekiel Elliott was in that video that changed things last week. When Ezekiel Elliott got his money, he had the safety to be able to do this because not a lot of other Cowboys are doing what Zeke did, which is put pressure on the most powerful owner in sports.
Dak Prescott gave $1 million to the police. It was probably like, yeah, Jerry's going to like that. And I put out a statement. The next day, the revolution started. Yeah, I'll talk about wasting $1 million. Who is the NCAA to give Reggie Bush back his Heisman? Who is USC to give it back to him? Who is the Downtown Athletic Club or whoever does that now to give it back to him? If Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back, he gonna need to jump in a car, drive to Texas, and take it back from Vince. Your Heisman been took. Your Heisman been repossessed. That ain't been yours since you threw it on the ground in the Rose Bowl. Watch Vince Young cross over the plane. That's where your Heisman's at. Your Heisman is here with us. H-Town.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are that wherever you call home, we do too. So as America starts opening back up for business, and as more of us start getting back out there again, we'll be in big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between, doing what we've always done to help keep our local communities moving forward. So whether you stop by a Napa Auto Parts store, Auto Care Center, or visit us at Napa Online, you can count on Napa know-how.
Highly Questionable is presented by Corona Extra. Find your beach. Part of happy hour. Now that Reggie Bush is back with USC, should they give him his Heisman Trophy back?
Okay, we don't normally take those away from people. I was stunned to learn today that there was a 10-year rule, and now we were at more than 10 years where Reggie Bush is allowed to have a part of his USC history. He gets it back a little bit. What do you think here, Elle? Do you believe that it is time? I thought during these troubling times that we were just rectifying all sorts of wrongs, but it turns out just time expired, and he's allowed to be a part of the program again.
Yeah, he's allowed to no longer be shamed, which I think is really the most cruel part of this. The man had to get permission just to come on campus to call a game in his new role as an analyst last year. But listen, if you're one of those rule people, you'll say he broke the rules, he admitted to breaking the rules, he shouldn't get it back. I would say that no matter whether he has a piece of hardware or not, it will never change the fact that in 2005, he gave one of the greatest individual performances that we've ever seen in college football. You can't take that from him.
Who is the NCAA to give Reggie Bush back his Heisman? Who is USC to give it back to him? Who is the Downtown Athletic Club or whoever does that now to give it back to him? If Reggie Bush wants his Heisman back, he gonna need to jump in a car, drive to Texas, and take it back from Vince. Your Heisman been took. Your Heisman been repossessed. That ain't been yours since you threw it on the ground in the Rose Bowl. Watch Vince Young cross over the plane. That's where your Heisman's at. Your Heisman is here with us. H-Town.
Wow. He went Texas and us on us. He does not do that one.
He ain't got that Heisman. That Heisman been gone. Y'all stay talking about this.
Stop.
2005, Reggie Bush put up one of the great performances of all time. In 2005, y'all saw the G of all G's in college football take that national championship right there. Y'all still out here talking about what Reggie Bush did against Fresno State. Against Fresno State.
All right.
That's what I'm supposed to be out here honoring. Instead of honoring the best quarterback and performance in a game that you have ever seen. The king of the Rose Bowl.
Again.
Man got two Rose Bowl MVPs and don't even play in the Big Ten or the Pac-10.
L, we are out of time here. Bomani is just going to rant the rest of the show. He's knocked out CO. No, I don't think he's done yet. Is he done? He's still upset about this. Are we done? Are we done here? The right time. The right time with Bomani Jones. If you want to hear more opinions like that, L. Duncan, catcher on SportsCenter. He took all the CO. No time. We were going to play a nice light game of CO. No, and you're still out here railing about a game from a decade ago. More than a decade.
A game. A game. A game. Game, the greatest
years.
College football game ever played.
Here he goes.
No, I'm serious. He could do this. They would knock out Around the Horn. They would knock out PTI. He could do this through our programming for the rest of the month if you let him.
They spent the whole season talking about a team that didn't even have no good defense that could barely beat Charlie Weiss and them in that game, right? Like, oh, they're the greatest team of all time. It wasn't even the best USC team of the last 3 years. They kept doing all that when the legit great team that won every game by double digits except at Ohio State and
it's
in that Rose Bowl.
It's an individual performance, Bo. It's
70-3 in the Big 12 championship game, and that was in three quarters. Vince's Heisman. Been his, should have been his.